We're going to head right over to U.S. Staffing. If you're looking for a job, they have a job. Or they have many jobs at U.S. Staffing. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Greg.
Doing good. What's happening?
All right.
Not a whole lot. What, did you watch any football this weekend? I saw you tweeting a little bit.
I think I watched probably a little too much football.
Yeah, that's probably right. Well, Greg, today is National Beer Can Appreciation Day.
Who thought of that?
Someone who watches football in January.
And makes beer cans, I guess.
So before we get into our Harvard Business Review article, we are going to share a few stories from people who may have appreciated their beer cans maybe a little bit too much. So here's the first one. This guy said, one time I got drunk with an older teacher from high school, and apparently at some point during the night, I raised my hand and asked, could I use the bathroom?
That's a little too far, right?
Absolutely.
He's probably... So here's another one from a guy whose dad was a police officer, as a matter of fact. So he writes, I came home, overserved, and showed my ID to my dad as I came in the front door of the house at 4 a.m., thinking it was just another bar. So he was way out of it, I guess.
Yeah.
He said my dad was in full cop uniform going to work at 4 a.m. He said I got in, but it was not allowed out for a while. He was an equivalent of jail at home.
That's right.
House arrest.
Yes. Well, you know, Greg, perhaps these folks should have thought that through a little bit more beforehand, before they did some of that stuff.
Yeah.
And today we're talking about how leaders can collaboratively, easy for me to see.
Monday morning word.
Yeah. Think through challenges by asking questions. And this is from a Harvard Business Review article titled, Good Leadership is About Asking Good Questions. And this was written by John Hagel III, and it was published on January 8th of this year.
Nice. Well, leaders may be incorrect, and here's the thing, Greg. Leaders may be incorrect in their assumption that people look to them for all the answers and have these bold assertions that build people's confidence in their abilities. So in reality, that kind of approach erodes trust, especially at a time when so many things are uncertain around us.
Yeah, that's for sure. Instead, leaders should be asking powerful and inspiring questions regarding the challenges the business is facing or could face, at least. Mm-hmm. Research shows that expressing vulnerability as a leader and asking for help is a strong signal to others that you're trusting of them and people that work for you, and you're more likely to be trusted in return by them.
It's hard to be vulnerable.
Yeah,
you're expected to be the person out in front. So, in fact, if leaders can learn to ask questions, Greg, if they can learn to ask really good questions, it can help them connect with others. You know, thinking through organizational challenges together really puts the organization on a path to identify some potential problems and speaking new ideas for those challenges that they otherwise would not have gotten to.
Yep. Asking the big, thought-provoking questions to others in the organization can potentially give the organization a real competitive advantage. And the article gave some examples of these types of questions that we're going to share.
Yeah. But one question, and this is something we've asked ourselves here at U.S. Staffing, something, in fact, Ben challenged us with. And the question was this. If in 5 years our company fails, if U.S. Staffing fails in 5 years because our customers changed, what would we have done different today in 2021 to keep our business growing? That was the question. And asking those kinds of questions can feel uncomfortable and a little bit scary sometimes. But anyways, that was the thing that we asked ourselves and hoping to get to some better answers and be honest with each other.
Yeah, you know, that's right, Jim. But when you involve others in the company to tackle these questions, you may solve the problems before they even become an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And you also may even discover new revenue models that would have been hidden without asking these types of questions to everyone in the organization.
Yeah. Well, Greg, here's some other questions to be asking, though. This is from the article. One question, this deals with suppliers and the supply chain, is how could we leverage the resources of third parties, you know, people outside the company, to address a broader range of the needs of our customers? And similarly, how can we develop supply networks that would be more flexible in responding to some of these unanticipated disruptions and problems. And it's kind of like the idea is leaning on your supply chain more to help solve the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one last example here is of a question that leaders could be asking is, how can we move from standardized mass market products and services to personalizing our products and services to the specific needs of each customer? You know, as leaders begin to embrace this more collaborative approach to tackling challenges facing the organization, they could see more problems getting solved with more time to focus on their customer needs.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, the emphasis really is being vulnerable to increase customer service and reach out to customers better, I think, is the...
Yeah, that's 100%.
So that you can also survive as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, listen, maybe you're working in a culture that is less than collaborative and the boss is not asking these kinds of questions. Call us. We can connect you to some new opportunities. You know, or maybe you're the employer and you need more people to complete your team. Let's talk. We take pride in connecting the right person with the right company. Ben, how can folks reach us here in the Jackson area?
Yeah, if business leaders and potential team members want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com. And we are now accepting walk-ins and no longer are by appointment only. So you don't need to call ahead. Just come on over to our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner Street. We're between Ganson and North Street there on the east side of the road. And our phone number, if you do want to call us, is 787-6150.
So who do you got in the Super Bowl?
I never bet against Tom Brady.
Got to go with the Bucks.
Bucks? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bucks. I never bet against Tom Brady. No matter what. Unless it's Eli Manning going against him. But
thanks, guys.
Right, yeah, thanks.
Appreciate it. Ben Jones and Jim Dolson over at U.S. Staffing. And again, their doors are now open.